8:45. Thank you so much, David Tennant, says Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Our daughter loves you as Doctor, in Doctor Who, the Doctor. And hearing that you're on the radio got her out of bed this morning. Oh. No mean feat.
Welcome to Friday, Rachel.
Oh. Didn't work for Ian Sterling.
No. There we go. Neve is her daughter. Rachel's daughter is called Neve.
Oh, Rachel's Neve. There, welcome Neve. To Friday. Neve.
Neve. There Lovely. We go. David Tennant and the rest of the cast are incredible in Macbeth, says Esther in Bristol. It's the only time I have been told in a theatre, please keep your hands and feet tucked in because there'll be lots of swords coming and going past you, and we wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
Well, it's quite an intimate little venue, and there's quite a lot of sword fighting, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Nothing better than a play with actual jeopardy for the audience.
yes.
What a cast. Lots of people are asking, because you've only got
three shows left.
Oh,
one tonight, two tomorrow.
How do you feel about that? I mean, must it come to an end?
I think we might be doing another little run later in the
Hello,
year.
Hello, Salem.
Yes.
Hello.
I think I'm at liberty to reveal that this morning. We don't know the theatre yet. Somewhere in London.
Oh, it's lots of details to be involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lots of details. It's literally just hot off the press.
Wow.
So stay tuned to wherever it is you stay tuned to for details of where we're going to be.
Let us know. Just send us a voice note
I'll send you a voice note.
I know you're a very busy man.
In the autumn, I think.
And you're in it with Chris Jumbo as well.
Chris Jumbo,
who is amazing. And not madly, possibly because it's just been re-released as well, Dead Water Fell, which you made together.
Yes.
Is currently number one on the streaming service.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
We made it years ago for Channel 4. I guess they've sold it.
I wonder whether it's just, you know, people sit and you read the programme and you're thinking, hang on, these two have worked together before. Maybe. I missed that. I'll watch
Maybe.
It.
Maybe, well, that would be lovely. I mean, we're only playing to 200 seats a night. I don't know if that's enough to get us to the top of the Netflix charts, but something's managed it.
That's brilliant.
Very pleased.
David, I must also ask you about Rivals. Jilly Cooper.
Yes.
Come along
Rivals.
Now.
Yes.
This
Come on.
Is happening.
This is
Aidan
happening.
Aidan Turner, Catherine Parkinson,
yes.
I believe.
When and where?
Danny Dyer.
Yes. When and where?
Danny Dyer.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it live on stage?
No. It's an adaptation for the telly. Also set in the 80s. Imogen, you were talking about the 80s.
Yeah.
Because the 80s, isn't that's now a period.
It's proper
period.
History, isn't
yeah.
it? Now?
Yeah. We all were with our shoulder pads and our sort of big hair.
Yeah.
I had this mane of jet black hair. I thought, I look like Louis Jordan. Do you know what? I look like Terry Wogan. as we sit in Wogan House, I feel very proud to say
that
I was inspired.
Are there any photographs that exist somewhere in a scrapbook?
Oh, there's plenty. They're not.
We will be deluging
you with that when that comes out later.
I wore a trilby for most of the 80s. I have to say,
yeah. That was quite a look.
Yeah.
Okay.
With some buff coloured drainpipe jeans and some plastic moccasins with chains on them.
Another strong look. My 80s was going through very... I couldn't find my group. So I went a bit goth for a bit.
Okay.
Didn't fit in. I went a bit the other way. Tried to have a perm to look like Kelly McGillis, looked like a certain Prime Minister that was around at that time, which did not go down well. 16th birthday in my Miss Selfridge purple suit. I mean, I was confused. I'd gotten a bit working girl, not that kind of working girl, the film. It was all over the place. George in London says, Start of a 10 is one of my favourite films. Oh. I'm so excited for the musical. Who's done the music, by the way?
Listen, the creative team behind this, I'm not joking, guys. They're going to be huge. It's Tom Rasmussen, Hattie Carman, Charlie Parham, Emma Hall. They are, can I say, the vanguard of new British musical theatre.
I'm going to say it.
I'm going to blow their trumpet.
Do it. That's what you need to do. Yeah. I can't wait.
The music's great, genuinely.
Okay, and how long do we have to wait for Rivals, by the way, David?
I think Rivals is... I don't think they've decided yet, to be honest. I think it'll be this year sometime.
Has it been filmed?
It's all done.
It's all in the...
Oh, it's all done.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's a smorgasbord of 80s delights.
Oh,
it really is.
I can't wait for that.
All here for it. Blur Park Life. Oh, it's nearly time to say goodbye.
Stop it.
It's a Wogan House. We're moving out today.
I know. That's weird.
Imagine all the stories it could tell this building. The things that have happened here.